Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, today's episode sponsored by Abide. Your Daily Prayer is a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need and to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from Abide, we'll pray through today's prayer together. The end of the year is right around the corner, which means New Year's resolutions are too, like getting into healthy habits, reducing stress, and managing better sleep. So finish strong and enter the new year stronger with the Abide Sleep and Pray Meditation app, the number one Christian meditation app that helps you be your best and deepen your experience with the peace of Christ through biblical meditation. The regular meditation can help you feel less stressed at work, which helps keep anxiety down too. And with Abide's premium subscription services, you get early access to more content, ad-free meditation, and an experience you can cater to your needs with background music customization, a sleep timer, and even a journal, all to help your habits and health become routine. Download the Abide app today and enter the new year with prayer meditations that improve sleep and spiritual growth. Right now, we have a special offer when you subscribe. 25% off your first year when you sign up for the premium subscription, but only if you text our promo code DAILYPRAYER to 22433. Don't wait. Download Abide Sleep and Pray Meditation today and text our promo code DAILYPRAYER to 22433 today to get 25% off.
A Prayer for a Silent Night, written and read by Alicia Searle. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Silent Night, a beloved Christmas carol with humble beginnings that dates back to 1816, written by a young priest in Germany after a long-standing war and fall in political and social status. The song was inspired when he took a walk one cold winter night, noticing the stillness and peacefulness of his little town. Since then, it has been picked up by multiple composers and performed in churches all across the world, from quaint churches in small towns to the largest of cathedrals, even presenting it to the King of Prussia. All that to say, there's a beautiful message intertwined between the beautiful words in this song. It touches each of us on a different level and in an intimate way, calling us to pause and take notice of what is silent, peaceful, and calm. It does something to our weary souls. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. These words are easy to utter, but truly being silent and seeking His holiness in a season that is wrapped and consumed with pressures and demands to do more, be more, get more, can drive us to a place of unforeseen busyness and even disappointment. Unfortunately, the end result can steal our peace. The history of this hymn reminds us to step away from it all and open our hearts in a way to receive the gift of stillness. May you find time to seek the silent moments this season where you are met with our Holy Creator. Let that beautiful interaction allow you to lean in and rest, prompting you to praise Him for His faithfulness and rejoice in His Son's birth. Let's pray. Father God, we come to you with weary but humble hearts full of thanksgiving. You are a kind and gracious Father with such unspeakable love for us, giving your one and only Son to take on our sins so that we can have a life with you outside of this one. John 3:16. Lord, I lift up those that are in need of rest, those that are craving a silent night. I lift up the mom that is striving to make special memories for her children, only to become overwhelmed by the stress of it all. I pray for the parent rocking a fussy baby to sleep in the wee hours of the morning in need of much physical rest. I pray for the dad crunching the numbers, wondering how he is going to financially afford all the items on his child's Christmas list. My heart and prayer goes out to the lonely grandparent missing her children, wishing she lived closer. Oh, gracious God, You know each and every one of us intimately and our dire situations that pull us away from you. Please remove the distractions, heavy burdens, and demands and grant us your peace. Replace the fallacies with your truth found in your word. Give us grace and space in our schedules to meet with you, to be refueled by your tender love. Make room in our hearts to receive that precious gift of stillness and silence. We stand upon your promise and extend rest for not just our physical, mental, and emotional well-being, but to meet us and grow us spiritually as well. This is not just a gift we want to receive at Christmas, but year-round as you extend your mighty hand to those in need, calling us to take hold. When we become weighed down by the burdens we carry, we are so thankful for your Son, Jesus. Jesus reminds us that his yoke is light, and to place our trust in him. Matthew 11:28-30. Yet we often overcomplicate your message and fail to see how you step in and offer us a safe refuge. Psalm 46:1. You may not take away our burdens, but through your strength, you make them manageable for us to carry. Philippians 4:19. Please open our hearts and minds to accept the image of your pure rest when we fall into the patterns of this world and become consumed with things that keep us restless, things that keep our minds swirling at night. When we do this, we fail to recognize the nature of who you are, and it distracts us from the good that you're doing. Thank you, God, for offering us a silent night and the gift of your precious Son, as well as an invitation to call upon you to meet with us intimately. You deserve our thanks and praise. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.